Ezra's Hashem Yizbarech. Today's daf is Yud Aleph in Maseches Pesachim. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 333rd daf in Shas. I'm learning with the young men from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and we were enjoying the fact that Bli Ayin Hara, where we've done 333 dafim, although this might be the last time for a while that you'll get to hear their voices, because we're going to be leaving to the States, so there'll be a while that I won't be learning with them, and then they'll be starting high school, and they have to ask their Rabbi whether they should continue doing the Daf Yomi. So it might be a while that you'll hear the voice of Menachem, Eitan, Dovi, Usher, and Yosef, but Bezer Hashem, I'm quite confident that you'll hear their voices as Magidei Shur and Bezer Hashem one day. Oh, they said Amen. Good. Okay. Right. Even those whose fathers are rabbis, I said, oh, that's a good sign.
Oh, what is that?
Says the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. We're going to pick up Yud on the base with the Mishnah. We're going to have Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What are the way we break up the hours on Erev Pesach vis-a-vis the Yisr of Chametz? Zok the Heligim Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Boitkin or Yudal, you do Bedik on the night of the 14th, Ubi Yudal at Shachris, and the 14th in the morning, Ubishas Habir. Now the Gemara is going to understand this, and the Havamila means that according to Yehuda, he was supposed to do three bedikas. Well, ultimately the Gemara is not going to learn that way. V'chachamim oimrim, chachamim say, loy bodak ar yudalid, yivdak bi yudalid. If you didn't check on the night of 14th, checked on the morning. Lo bodak yudalid, yivdak b'saych hamoyed. And if you didn't check in the morning, then check during Yom Tov. Loy bodak b'saych hamoyed, yivdak l'achar hamoyed. If you don't check within the Yom Tov, so then check after Yom Tov. Umashim, Mishayer, whatever you found and you want to leave over to eat, Yanichenu, or you know that you want to eat for breakfast in the morning of the 14th, Yanu Bechenu Betzinu, you should put it by the side, Kadesh Lo Yizei, Tzarech Bedika Achrov, in order that you don't need to do a Bedika afterwards. Now again, as we mentioned, the Gemara in the Hava Mina is going to think that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you do Bedikas each one of these times. My time to Rabbi Yehuda, La'achar HaMoed, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda you do it three times? It says Hashpasa three times in the Torah Kedoshish. One, number one, it says Lo'ira Lecha Chametz. Number two, it says Lo'ira Lecha Sa'ar. Number three, it says Shiva Sa'ar Lo'imatzei Bimateichem. So Gemara counts Lo'ira. The law you are the chasar is one. Shivas yam sar loy matzav b'techem is two. Ach b'yam rishon tashpis and sar mi b'techem. That's going to be three. So Gemara, the Hava Amina thinks that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's supposed to do it three different times. Masa Rabbi Yosef, five lines to the bottom. Rabbi Yosef asks the following kasha. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kol shalei bodak v'shalei shaprakim alalu shuveina boidek. That if you don't do the bedika three times, so then you no longer do the bedika. Alba mivikan ve'elich hu depligi. So we see that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham and Mishnah is what happens after Erev Yom Tov. Is there an Indian of Bedika after Erev Yom Tov if a person forgot? Because we see the Lashon is Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Shel Bodak V'Shalosh Prokim Aleilu Shuvein Abaydek, in contrast to the Shita of the Chachamim. But it's not whether you need to do it three times. So Mekan Ve'elechu Depligi Marzutra Masna Hachi. Marzutra had the kasha like this, the gears like this. Masar of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kol shalei bodek, v'echa mishalei shaprok malolu, shuvein abodek, alma b'shuvein abodek u'depligi. The machlokes is whether you don't do bedika after these three times.
Why?
Answers the Gemara, El Rabbi Yehuda, nami imloi bodekam. Rabbi Yehuda says also imlo bodak. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that l'chatchil you're supposed to do three different bedikas. V'hacha b'hacha m'fligi, mar sover mikmei yisura in. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do bedika before the Yisr. Basar Yisura loy, but after the Yisr, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want you doing the bedika. Two lines from the Badim. Gzeira, it's a gzeira till ma'asul mechamineh. Because if we're going to tell a person to do bedika, he's going to end up looking for chametz during the Zman Yisr. He might come to eat it. V'rabbanan savri loy gazman. The Rabbanan don't make a gzeira. Now, for the next Amud, the Gemara is going to discuss who's more likely to make gzeiras otu. We're going to search the Shittas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Says Gemara, Migaz Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda the type of person that's going to make that Gezeira? Last line in Yudav Beis, Dilma Asalam Echamene, that he might come to eat, and that's the reason why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't do the Bedika after Zman Yisr. Beautiful Vatanat. Now we're going to analyze the halachas of the Karban Omer and Chadash. What are we going to discuss? We all know that there is an Isra of Chadash until the Karban Omer is brought. V'atnan, we learned in Menachas, Mishukar v'Omer yoitzin umotzin shuke Yerushalayim she'meleim kemach v'kali. They used to go out and buy immediately the Chadash that already was in the markets of Yerushalayim. Shaloi biratzu chacham, but the chacham weren't happy. In other words, the store owners were setting up already to sell at the first moment, right? And it was already ready, but they might come to eat, Yosef points out. So Reb Meir says that it was shaloi biratzu chacham, but they did. Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda imer biratzu chacham ayoisin. Reb Yehuda holds, no, we're not worried about it. Veloka gozer Reb Yehuda dil masal mechalei. And Reb Yehuda didn't make the gzerah lest they come to eat. So what do we see? We see Reb Yehuda doesn't make the gzera, and in our Mishnah we learned that Reb Yehuda was making the gzera Dilma Aslam Mechaminei. The Gemara continues four lines from the top. Amarava Shani Chadash. No, Chadash is different. There Reb Yehuda was not worried. Chadash is different. Mitoch Shelo Itartelo El Al Yidei Kotuf Huzachar. There was another gzeira, and that is that if you were going to cut off Chadash before the Zman Achila, you had to do it with a shinui. Rashi explains in Dibra Amaskel Reb Yehuda that they would use a hand. El Biyadayim Kotvin Amalius Min Akarka. They would use a hand, they wouldn't use the normal way of cutting with a sickle or something like that. So therefore, they won't come to you because they already were remembered. Ah, so it could be the Gemara is going to ask Dovi's Kasha, Amalei Abaye, Teinach Bishas Ktifa. I understand if we're talking about when they take it out with the hand. At that moment, they'll remember there's a Shas Isur. However, Tchina V'Harkoda, but if at the time of grinding, in such a case, Ma'ikol Meimar, then there's no recognition, there's no sign that you're doing it with a shinui to remind you yourself not to eat. So says the Gemara, Holokasha, Tchina Berechaya Diyad, Harkoda Agabe Nafa. No, when it came to the Tchina, they would also do it with a shinui. The Tchina was done with a hand grinder. So since they did it with a shinui, so even then they won't come to eat. Elohadis nam, but the Gemara continues nine lines from the top. Koytzin beis hashlochin v'shibah mokin avolol gochin. So when it came to cutting the carbon itself, so there they would do it. Rashi explains in Dibra Maschel Ma'ikol Meimar, they would do it in a normal manner without a shinui. By us, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda says that you need to do a shinui. V'kimnik Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara there explains is following Rabbi Yehuda. See Rashi in Dibra Maschel v'shel beis hamokim why. We're following specifically Shitas Reb Yehuda, Ma'ikol Meimar. So we see in our sugya by Pesach, there Reb Yehuda is concerned Dil Mosel Meichel. Yet, when it comes to the cutting of the Omer, there they're not afraid he's going to come to you before the Shas Isur. El Omer Abaye, so Abaye needs to give a noob shot. Why Erev Pesach we are Choshesh, and why when it comes to Chametz, and why by Chadash not? Chadash Badul Minei, because when it comes to Chadash, everybody separates themselves. Chametz Lo Badul Minei. So the way many Rishonim are Masbir is Chametz was mutter. All of a sudden, you're used to eating Chametz. All of a sudden now, the clock hits 12, all of a sudden it's now going to be Yasser. So if that's so then people have are likely... Or there's a chash at least that people are going to come to eat. However, when it comes to Chadash, Chadash has been asr the whole time. So they've already been badal minei, and therefore there's not going to be a chash. This was Abaye's teretz. However, Rava, 10 lines from the top on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, points out the following. Amar Rava d'Rab Yehuda kasha, d'Rabbanan ad'Rabbanan loy kasha. You were dealing this whole time to be miyashev Rabbi Yehuda. As if Rabbi Yehuda was the one that's difficult. The Rabbanan are not difficult. There isn't a stira over here within the Rabbanan. Rashi spells out in Dibra Maschel the Rabbanan, there is also a stira within the Rabbanan. What's the stira? That when it comes to Rabbanan, we had in our sugya that the Rabbanan were not worried about Asal Mechel Menei. Yet, we see, in the case of the Omer, it was Shalom Beratzen Chachamim. If it was Shalom Beratzen Chachamim, so then in such a case, the Chachamim were Choshesh. So what's going to be about Rabbanan versus Rabbanan? So Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha, says Rava, Kiddushaninam, we were already Miyashev. Rabbi Yehuda, one approach was, let's say, Abaye's approach of Chodesh Badal Minei. And also, Adrabana, Nami lo Kasha. Rabban is also not going to be a Kasha. Hu Atzma, Mechazer Alav Lasarfoy, Mechil Kachal Minei. He's mamish now looking to burn it. So once he's looking to burn it, he's not going to come to eat it. Period. We're going to have a Teretz of Ravashi. By the way, the young Talmidim should notice, often the Gemara will give Terutzim, and who's often the one of the last Terutzim? Ravina or Ravashi. Why would that be so?
They're the ones who
So they put in their answer as the last answer. So here again, that we have that, although the Gemara here, Ravashi is not going to like his own Teretz. Ravashi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. Between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Kasha. Kemach v'kali. It's not a stira, because we're talking about kemach v'kali. Let's review our kasha. What was the story? Rabbi Yehuda said baratzen chacham mayaisin, that they would set up chadash, even though he wasn't chadash, they were going to come to eat it. So what's the yishuv? The yishuv is going to be pashut, that they were talking about kemach v'kali. Kemach v'kali was before it was edible. It wasn't edible yet, and since it wasn't edible yet, so then in such a case, they're not going to come. There's no chash, they're going to come to eat it. Says the Gemara, Hadar Vashi Bidusahi. Ravashi is not correct. You see how honest Ravashi was? In his own Gemara, he wrote, Bidusa, it's a mistake. So why did he write it? Because he wanted to share with us the Masa Umata and the Beis Medrash. Bidusi. Hatenich Mikali Ve'elich. That's only works from Kali and on. Meikare Ad Kali Ma'ika Lameimar. But what about... This explains Rashi. Up when it comes to Kali, then it's already been parched in the oven. It's not Roy Lachila. However, before then, before it's parched in the oven, it was Roy Lachila. Michael and Meimar. V'chitem al yidei kituv kidei Rava. If you're going to answer that it was cut with a shinui, like Rava said, if you cut Chadash before Zman Isar, it has to be done with a shinui. If that's what you're going to say, Ela Koytrim beis hashlochim v'shubem makim v'ukimna ki Rabbi Yehuda Michael and Meimar. But in the case of cutting in the beis hashlochim v'shubem makim, there it's clear they didn't do a shinui. What are you going to say? Ella de Ravashi Bedusahi. Must be Ravashi's take. Oh, the honesty, the emes of the Heiliger Ravashi. So Ravashi rejects his own teretz and he writes out Bedusahi. When you say something wrong, you don't just forget about it. No, you say Bepem Mole, I was wrong. Ravashi Bedusahi. Period. Says the Gemara, V'kol Hechadol Abadol Minei Migazer Rabbi Yehuda. And in a case where they're not Badol Minei, was Rabbi Yehuda. Goes there, but didn't we learn in Masechta Shabbos? Lo yikav adam shifafera shel beitz. A person shouldn't punch a hole into the shell of an egg. V'yumalena shemen and fill it up with oil. V'yatnena b'tzad ner and put it by a candle. Shvei shotei min atefes. V'afilu yisha aferes. The Tanakhama says, we've already discussed this, that the reason why you can't do this is because we learned in Shabbos, Menachem's correct, is because we're afraid you're going to come to tilt the candle on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about it. So over here, Rabbi Yehuda is worried about all these chashas, and in Shabbos, Dafki is the makel. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Mishum Chumra de Shabbos Mivdil Bedili. No, Shabbos is onus skila. A person walks around on Shabbos with a pachad, not to be nichshel in the iser skila. So that he's not worried about. Over here, as Davi points out, it will be an iser of kares, not an iser of skila. Asks the Gemara, but that's not good enough. I can ask you a stira within Shabbos itself. The Rami Shabbos had the Shabbos. Disnanyo, we learned in a brisa, chevel dli. If you have a rope for a bucket, shenifsak, that got torn. Lo ye koishoy elo einvoy. The halacha is that you're not supposed to put a knot, only a bow. Rabbi Yehuda imer karchlov pundo piskia ulavach lo yanvenu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to make a knot. So Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, and Rabbi Yehuda says we're afraid if you're going to allow the guy to make a bow, then he'll come to do a knot. So here, So you're supposed to use some type of ritzua, Rashi explains, but not even use an aniva. Why? L'chura, the pshat Rabbi Yehuda is because we have a gzera, aniva atu kosher. Says the Gemara, kasha Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. Also, kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. When it came to the candle, the Rabbanan were machmir atu. And over here, we're not machmir of aniva atu kosher. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan like kasha. There's no steer between the Rabbanan. Shemen b'shemen michlach. We're afraid that people are going to get confused between shemen and shemen. When it comes to oil, so then the person might decide to take this oil. The chashash over here is not that simply he's going to bend the candle, but rather he's going to take the oil, as Rashi spells out. We didn't emphasize this when we read the Gemara, but Rashi spells out in Dibra Maschel, Bafilu hi shacheres, that the person's going to go to the area where the oil is and going to take it out. Now, take some oil out because he wants to use it for his food. Now, the halacha is, if you take out a little bit of oil from a candle when it's birthing, it's considered mechabe. Why? Because, Chazal say, it causes something to be diminished from the fire of the wick. And for that reason, the halacha is that it's going to be aser. So Gemara says, in Isur Daraisa, Mechabe. So Gemara says, when it comes to Shitas HaRabbonon, so there, Shem Shem Machlif. Aniva, says Gemara, at the end of the second white line, the Kshira Lo Machlif. People won't get confused between a bow and Kshira. The Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. Between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda is no steer. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Mishum, the Gazar Aniva to Kshira. You're right. Generally, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make Xeris and Shabbos, and we're not afraid that the person is going to come to the Isser. However, does anybody remember this? Elo Mishum de Kasava Anifa Gufa Kshirai. Aniva itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Kshira. Could anybody tell me where that is in Shas?
Shabbos.
Not in Shabbos. Oh, last Erevin. Last three lines of Perach Weir. Which Perach? First Perach, second Perach?
Last Perach.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda says, on Daf Tzadi Zayin, in Maseches Erevin, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is Aniva's Kshira. Says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, six lines from the bottom. Brahmi Durabanan Adurabanan. But there's a steer between the Rabban and the Rabbanan in regards to Kshirut. The Snaw is not, as we learned in the Braisa, Koishlin Dli B'Piskaya, you're allowed to tie a barrel with a Piskaya. A Piskaya is a belt that was used to tie around stockings. A person would not leave it for an extended period of time because that would ruin that Gartel. I'm trying to visualize that, something similar to what Hasidim wear around their Vaisazokin. But you're not allowed to use a regular string because that you might use the entire time. In other words, you're going to leave it there the entire time. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's permissible. The Gemara, Chevel Demai, what exactly, what type of Chevel are we talking about? Elay Mechevel Dam, if we're talking about a general belt, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda's being Matir. Kesher Shel Kayamo, it's a Kesher Shel Kayamo. Devad Yasa Livtol, he's going to come to leave, abandon it, and leave it that way. So it's going to stay, it's going to be Disur Daraisa. Elapshita de Gardi. Let's take a look at Rashi, who's Majbir, what a Gardi is. We're talking about a rope that can't last for a long time to fill up water. So therefore, you're not going to leave it. The Gaz Rabban Cherva de Garvi Otu Chevel Dalma. And the Rabban made a Gzeira of Chevel de Gardi Otu Chevel Dalma. So it's a question. Yosef is right, because over here, what do we see? That the Rabban and Argoizer. And earlier we saw that they're not. Says the Gemara, in Chevel Bechevel Michlef. Aniva Bikshira Lo Michlefa. The Rabban will be Matur Aniva because they won't come to get confused between Aniva and Kshira. But they'll be Machmir between different types of Chavalim, even if it's Mutter, because the people might get confused between the two. Continues the Gemara three lines from the bottom. The Cholhecha the Badal Mine Lo Gazer Rabbi Yehuda, and where people are Badal Mine, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't Gazer. Vatanya, but didn't we learn in Hilchas Bechoros, a Braisa in Bechoros Daf Lamed Gimel, Bechor Shach Zaydam, a Bechor that was bleeding from a certain area, Afilu Hu Meis, Emekiz and Loidam. The halach is that you're not allowed to let blood from a Bechor, lest you come to let blood from a Bechor and give it a mum. You're not allowed to give a bechar a mum, because then it can no longer be brought on a mizbeach. Div Reb Yehuda. The chacham aren't so machmir. Yakis, they didn't make exera. They say you could let the blood. But with the condition that you don't put a mum inside. So what do we see over here? Reb Yehuda is geyser. And we just saw before that Reb Yehuda is not geyser. Says the Gemara, Hasa mitach shadim bol al memaynai. Rabbi Yehuda is particularly worried because this person's going to be bol al memaynai. Who's this person? Rashi explains in the first Rashi on the top of Yud Aleph on the base. The koyein is if his animal is going to die, he's going to be stuck. So what does he want to do? He doesn't want the animal to die. In those days, they would think that if they let out some of the blood, in such a case, the animal would live. Amrina, so we say, Rabbi Yehuda was afraid that if you're going to be making like the Rabbanan, where it's not going to make a mum, you're sure about that, he'll come to do it, period. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda is geyser in this case and not in other cases. Continues the Gemara. So hence, Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to chametz, is geyser like an our sugya because he's badalminei. He's not badalminei when it comes to chametz. Therefore, they're geyser. By Bechar, where they're also not badalminei, they should be there. If they wouldn't be badalminei, then the halacha would be that we would be geyser. But when it comes to Bechar in general, people, our nature, are badalminei. It's not mutter to most people. So then you shouldn't make a gzera. So Gemara had asked, why did Rabbi Yehuda make a gzera over here? Because of the chshash of Adam Bol b'memayna. So Gemara says, and the sheet of the Rabbanan kol shekein, dilo sharis le klal asa le lemievad. Rabbanan have the exact opposite svar. Rashi explains at the end of the first line on the top, kol shekein, hoyo bolhu, since he's worried, ilo shar slay b'makom she'ena b'asabamam, if you're not going to be matter for him, oiver al dvarecha v'oise v'shuv, ein izar b'im makom mum, l'shalom makom mum, d'sar shah kol shalom. If we're going to be machmir on them and tell them they can't worry about their money, so then in such a case, they're even more likely to come Liday is asking our four lines on the top. Umi amir on the Rebbe Yehuda, other ball of Mainai. Does Rebbe Yehuda in general assume that people are ball al mamona? But then we learn Mishnah. Rebbe Yehuda Aimer, when it comes to giving your animal a combing, ain mikadrin biyomtiv meshoy sechaburi. You can't comb the animal on Yom Tov. Now, the reason that they would comb it is because the animal was itching, so it would help the animal itself. But because of Mei Chabur, it's also Avol Mekartzefin. The difference between Mekadrin and Mekartzefin is, Ashi explains the Ramasal Mekartzefin, that the teeth of the comb were thicker when it comes to Mekartzefin, and Mekadrin, they're smaller. Hence, when it comes to Mekadrin, since they're smaller, they're sharper, it's more likely to give a Chabura. Mekartzefin, it's less likely to give a Chabura. The Chacham Oimrim, a Mekadrin, af a Mekartzefin. The Chachamim say, you can't do both. So what's the reason, presumably, of the Chacham? It seems to be a Gezerah. At the time, we learn the Brisa, Zeru Kidur Eidu Kirtzuf, Kidur Ketan Invois and Chabura, Kartzef Gedolim Veinos and Chabura. So what do we see? We see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that Adam Bol Al Mamona. Rashi explains that he says that it's mutter to be mekart safe, and we're not goes in mitol shadam bol isharis le kirtzef avid kidur. It's better for the animal to do kidur. We're not there for him to do kartzef, and we're not afraid that he's going to be bol al mamona and say, no, what's better for the animal is kidur. We're not worried about them. That. So what do we see? Rabbi Yehuda didn't make a zera of Atu that he's going to be Bola Mamona. Says Gemara, and Gemara Hasam di Shavikle Mayis. If you're going to leave the animal alone, it's going to die, like in the case of the Bechor, then Rabbi Yehuda said, Amrin and Adam Bola Mamona. Then we're going to say Adam's Bola Mamona. Hacha, Yishavikle Tzaira Balmo. The animal's going to be in pain. So lo Amrin Adam Bola Mamona. So there, he doesn't worry so much that his animal's going to be in a little pain. Period. Now the Gemara has a new thing. Rabbi Yehuda, Maishan Gabi Chametz to Gozer, Maishan Gabi Kirtzef to Lo Gozer. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda said that you shouldn't do Bedika by the Zman HaYisr. We're now going all the way back to our mission at the beginning of the Daf, because you might come to eat. So why, when it comes to Kartzuf, there we don't make a gzera of... We don't make a gzera of Mekartzuf in Atu Mekadrin. Answers the Gemara, Lechem Belechem Michlaf. Rav Yehuda says people are going to get mixed up. They were eating bread before, they're eating bread now. Now the only difference between matzah and chametz. So then they'll mix it up. Kidur Bekartzuf lo Michlaf, they won't mix up. Kidur Bekartzuf. Let's Beis Hashem begin the Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the base. We have an important machloikis over here, a very, very yisodistik machloikis. Everybody should know this machloikis. Machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What exactly are the hours of permissibility of chametz and the zman of iser? So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Oichlin kol chametz, you could eat the chametz the fifth hour, v'sarfim mitchila sheish, and you could burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. We don't follow this opinion of Rabbi Meir. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Eichlin Kol Arba, you could eat the fourth hour. V'toilin Kol Chamesh, you have to stop eating by the beginning of the fifth. V'sarfim Mitzchila Shesh, and then you have a requirement to burn already in the beginning of the sixth. That's a Din D'Rabbanan also, because we learned earlier that the Isur D'Araisa starts at the end of the sixth, at the beginning of the seventh. The moment it goes sixth becomes the seventh. Okay, that's one machlokes. V'ayram Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda also told us something very fascinating that took place on Erev Pesach. Shtei chalos sheltoy de psulois menachos agave itzdavav. There were two chalos that, for whatever reason, have been posel. So Menachem started telling us what the reason they're psulos. Go ahead.
Because on Erev Pesach, everybody used to bring the toda, the carbon toda, and the carbon toda used to bring arbaim chalos. 40 chalos, and there was hundreds of people who used to bring toda because they weren't able to bring it on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed and everything, because the chalos, some of them are chametz. So there used to be hundreds of chalos, and Klal Yisrael wasn't able to eat it. So then it was Nisa Belina, and one of those ones of Nisa Belina, they used to put it on Gava. It's the book like the Mishnah is going to say.
Very good. Menachem just summarized the Gemara on your Gimel on the Beis of how they're psulos. Very good. So Gemara says, "Odam Rabbi Yehuda Shteichal Shetol Psulos Menachos Hagabe Itzdava." They were on top of the portico. Kolzman Shemunachos. All the time they were sitting there. Kol Ha'am Oichlin. Then everybody knew that they were allowed to eat. Nitlin. If one of them was taken away, Nitlin Achas Toilin. Then they knew that the one they're not supposed to eat, there isn't the chiyuv to burn. Tolin. So lo achlim lo sarfim nitu shneim. If they took both of them, so then his chilu kolam sarfim. Then they knew that they had to burn it. Rabbi Gamliel loimer chulin nechalin kol arba. Rabbi Gamliel says that the chulin was eaten all during the fourth hour. V'truma kol chamesh, and we gave an extra hour for truma. V'sarfim mitchil shesh, and they would do sreifa in the beginning of the sixth hour. The Gemara begins to discuss our Mishnah. It's not awesome. Six lines before the Y, we learned Echad Omer Bishne in Bechodesh, Echad Omer Bishloisha. Now, what we're going to do is actually an introduction to a large analysis that the Gemara is going to do on tomorrow's daf. We're going to discuss now for the next 5 minutes. That's going to be the rest of the daf. We're going to discuss the halachas of Eidus. When Eidim don't give over the exact same time, what the halacha is. In a full daf from now, leave it to the Gemara. For a full daf from now, another 45 minutes of learning from now, the Gemara will connect it to the Mishnah Reb Meir Reb Yehuda. It's not until all the way to Amud Beis. Okay, so you got to stay tuned. It's not awesome. Echad Amr Bishnayim Bechodesh. If you have one aid that says that he saw something take place on the second month, Echad Amr Bishloisha, and the other said he saw it take place on the third, Eidusan Kayemes, it's not considered a stira. Now, we know that the halacha is that the Mishnah wears in the fourth parak, the fifth parak in Sanhedrin, Hayaboidkin, that they have to say the same date. So, the Chura, this is a little bit funny. If one of them says the second and the third, why should that be so? Okay, so we're going to explain. Edusan Kayama. Shezeh Yodeh Bi. Why? Shezeh Yodeh Bi Vura Shachodesh. Vizeh Eina Yodeh Bi Shachodesh. One thought that they made the previous month Malay, the other one thought that they didn't. So, for that reason, it can mix up one day. Similarly, I'm sorry, in contrast to Echad Omer Bishloishiv Echad Omer, but hey, but one of them says the third and the other off by 2 days on the fifth, Bitela, then it's Batel. Period. Echad Omer Bishteshos, Echad Omer Bishloishos. What happens if one of them says that it took place, let's say there was Ariga, there was a homicide that took place in the second hour, and one of them said it took place in the third hour? Vechad Omer. So then, in such a case, Eidus and Kayemes, the Eidus is acceptable. First wide line. Echad Omer b'shalish, Vechad Omer b'chamesh. What if one said it took place at 3 o'clock and the other 5 o'clock? So then, Eidus and b'deila de Rebbe Meir. There's of the opinion that the Eidus is going to be batel. So this is the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Eidus and Kayemes. Rebbe Yehuda says you accept their Eidus. Echad Omer b'chamesh, Vechad Omer b'sheva. Then Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that if they mix up from
3 to 5,
that's okay, but 5 to 7 is not acceptable. I do some betela. Why? Shebechamesh, because at 5 o'clock chama b'mizrach, the sun is in the east. Ubesheva chama b'mayrif. In other words, that it's a lot easier to tell the time. It's the differential between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, is much greater than Einach Nami. So it makes an excellent point. 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock is not correct, but rather we're talking about the fifth hour versus the seventh hour, as opposed to the third hour versus the fifth hour. 100%. I misspoke, but you're 100% right. The difference between the fifth hour and the seventh hour is one, it's towards the east, and the other, it's towards the west. So that's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Abaye, Abaye say, Kishitim Salama Div Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Tayev Eloi Klum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the pshat? Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Meir, what's the pshat? The pshat is, Rabbi Meir says that people don't make a mistake. They don't make a mistake about time. Okay? We allow for an hour. The Gemara is going to explain. So the fact that one of them is off 1 hour, the other is one off hour, it could still be that they have the exact time. Shimtun Salam al Rabbi Meir, ain't on the time of Leiklum. Ledivre Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Taye Chatzi Shah. The only amount of time that they make a mistake is actually only a half hour. That's the extent of that mistake. They don't make a mistake at all. But how could that possibly be? Even Rabbi Meir said it's acceptable if they were 1 hour off. But don't we just say that they don't make a mistake? So he goes like this. The event, let's say the homicide, took place at the end of the second hour. And it went into the third. And this guy that said the second, he meant the end of the second. And the one that said three, he meant the beginning of the third. That's according to Rabbi Meir. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, people could even, we allow a mistake for
2 hours,
which we said was only a half hour. How could that be? So Gemara explains. L'divrei Yehuda, the only difference that a person will be off is Chatzisha. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Taya Chatzisha. Maisik Yehava, what happened was, it took place B'palga Darba, in the 4 and a half hour. As Yosef pointed out before, it doesn't mean at 4:30, but in the 4 and a half hour. And the guy that said shalosh, besoim shalosh, he meant the end of the third. V'katoi palga d'shaitza, and he made a mistake of a half hour. Right, the end of the third is the beginning of the fourth, and the event took place 4 and a half hours in. V'kameh, it was just a half hour ahead. V'haidikamer chamesh, and the guy that said chamesh b'tchilas chamesh, he meant the beginning of the fifth hour. V'katoi palga d'shaitza l'achorei, and he made a mistake that was actually a half hour earlier. So the whole machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, is whether people are without their watches. Are people without watches? Are people never off, or are they only a half hour off? That they'll be. You could actually get 2 hours between two Eidim to still be acceptable, and them only being a half hour off, because when one says the third hour, he really means the end of the third hour, and the other, when he said the fifth hour, he meant the beginning of the fifth hour, and that would only be a half hour off. Be'ezer Hashem, we will stop Daf Yud Aleph over here, and we will pick up Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow on Daf Yud Beis.